Hello, my name is Dave Gonzalez, and I haven't read any of the books in George R. R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire.
I'm Joanna Robinson. I've read every book in George R. R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire.
And I'm Neil Miller, and I have also read all of those books. We are headed back to Westeros to cover the Game of Thrones spinoff series, House of the Dragon.
We'll be answering your questions, so send us a raven at trialbycontent@gmail.com.
Take some bread and salt and join us Thursdays on the Trial by Content feed, and don't worry, you're safe. The Reigns of Castamere hasn't even been written yet.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline.
So you guys have a couple more weeks. So what do you guys think the next 2 weeks are going to be like? I mean, what are you guys hoping to find out?
Send the rest of the guys home and I'll propose to her in a couple weeks.
What are you talking about? After 2 months?
Yeah, 100%. When you know, you know.
Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliette Littman. I am here with Callie Curry. Callie, hometowns week. How are you feeling?
Well, this was quite an episode.
It was like simultaneously so cringe and tough to watch and also so boring and tough to watch. Like, it was just really weird. That's all I could say.
I thought the last 20-ish minutes were a good watch.
Yeah.
The first hour and a half or however long it was a little rough. I also, like, the whole time I was watching until like the last probably 30 minutes, I don't think I've ever been so like, I have no fucking idea who's winning this. Like,
well, we'll talk it through. We'll talk it through, okay. Because I think
my mind changed at the end, but the first hour I was like, yeah, I have no idea.
So Rachel has 3 guys left. Gabby has 4. Gabby has 3. Rachel has
3,
4.
Yeah.
Avon wasn't on this week. So we had 6 hometowns: Jason, Zach, Johnny, Tyler, Eric, and Tino. Callie, which did you find to be the most cringeworthy if you were the woman? Like, what was the worst one from your perspective?
I mean, the worst one was very clear, right? But like, would I think it's the worst one? I don't know. I think the worst one was pretty obviously Tino.
Yes.
But I'm also like, they're the most realistic.
Okay, so I'm so glad we're just getting straight to the heart of the matter. Tino, I have a lot of reservations about Tino and has nothing to do with his parents. I agree with you. His parents
100%.
Were realistic. They were kind of mean to Rachel, and like the way that it was edited seemed really mean, but they were just like, how can you possibly be ready for an engagement? And like, what are the next 2 weeks like? They are asking like a lot of like logistical questions. And I think that's what I would be like if anyone I knew was in the final 4 of The Bachelorette.
Did you think they were mean?
So I thought that his dad's tone was pretty harsh. I thought that he was like playing. I don't know if he's like that, but he was like playing this sort of like mean dad or like skeptical dad. Maybe it was edited that way. What'd you think? How would you characterize it?
I didn't think it was mean. I think he was like blunt. Like he wasn't like, you're dumb. Like, you know what I mean? Like he wasn't insulting her.
He wasn't insulting her.
I feel like he was just like, yeah, like I don't understand this. Like, I don't think I would take it better if he was like, yeah, you know, I just like really don't understand this. You know what I mean? Like, no matter how he said it, he was just like, I don't get it. This doesn't make sense to me. I don't know how else to say it. And he was even like, I'm not trying to beat a dead horse here, but like, there's not really anything you can say. I don't get it.
Yeah. Also, the juxtaposition of like him being really blunt and straightforward and Rachel being like, yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been so great to be here. Was honestly really, really cringe. I like when she's like straight up with the camera when she's doing her interviews, but she doesn't ever do that with like any of the guys or their parents.
Yeah, you know what else? So I am on vacation right now. So I was watching this episode at breakfast with a few people that had never watched a single episode. My youngest brother somehow had never even like heard of The Bachelor. Like he didn't
even
know.
Was he aware of your podcast?
He knew about my podcast, but he was like, I've never watched the show. So like, I don't get The Bachelor. Like he's like, I've heard of it because of your podcast, but I don't know like the format. And so he was blown away that they had to meet multiple families. He was like, wait, so after the first family, he saw both of them meet a family. He was fine. And then when they started doing it again, he was like, wait, she's going to have to say the same thing to the next family. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of how it works. And he was like, what? Like he was blown away that she had to meet multiple families. And he thought Tino's, he was like, this is peak television, peak television. And
I'm glad he enjoyed it.
What he thought was the rudest part of that date, which I kind of did after he kept imitating it, was when the mom was like, I mean, this is all fake. This isn't real. And both Spencer and I, that's my youngest brother, were like, I feel like they would have appreciated it if she like snapped back a little bit.
Yeah.
Like she just took it all and was just like, yeah, thank you. I totally, I get it. Like, you're right. Like, no, she should have been like, no, this is real. I have real feelings for your son.
She did kind of say that. The mom was like, it's totally fake. And she was like, well, it's real. And then she hedged. That was the only time she really pushed back.
I feel like she needed to like stake her claim more for, I feel like they would have been like, oh, because they were just running over her.
Yeah, completely. She seems like a real people pleaser. And it seems like her speed, at least when it comes to dating and like winning over parents, is like just really fake. Like I don't think it's who she actually is based on some of the other moments we've seen. And I get that. I think a lot of people have.
A lot of people are like that. Yeah.
Yeah. They have a speed where they're just like, I'm going to say nice things. I mean, like I can think of times when I've done that like in the last week, but I just think it would be helpful if, you know, she was like, it's a really expedited process. And it's like, okay, Rachel, also expedite being real with these people. Tell them what you think.
Yeah, I think that maybe first time meeting the parents, I would say like a 95% of people are like, yeah, just going to be really nice, best behavior. Like they're not really going to get to know me. And then you kind of like warm up and you know that you're okay to like be yourself. And like in this process, you don't really get that. Although Gabby surely did jump right in there being herself with some of these families cracking jokes and laughing.
I know.
So I guess it is possible. But I feel like the parents, especially of Tino, or basically only of Tino, were wanting some sort of like realness or authenticness. Yeah. Like he's like, you're saying all the right things. Like, yeah, sure. It sounds like you're reading from a prompt. Like he was wanting something more. Even her answers of like, both parents were like, so what do you like about Tino? It's just very like, he's so real. He's so nice. He's so kind. It's like, that's not like telling me anything about my son. You know what I mean?
What she said specifically was that he's so positive, and her example was that he just gives blood just because. And I was like, are there any other Tino facts we can point to? Also, even tying that to like his brother's experience with cancer, like it was just really general and vague. It was super weird. But I just think that Tino didn't really defend her. Like in the moment he was, or he didn't defend their relationship. It's not even about defending her, but he was like really like stubborn and obstinate. And he was like, yeah, 100%. Like he just sort of was speaking in cliches instead of like actually engaging and helping them like believe in it more.
Yeah. It's funny because on the flip end, on the flip side, like there was other, and I don't know if we want to jump to another date, but
sure.
There was, okay. There's Jason, who I think really made his family believe that he loves Gabby. And he's like, I'm not ready to propose, but like, I want this with her. And I felt like if I'm his family, like the way he spoke about her, the way he acted, like, because even Tino was like, it didn't feel warm when they were there.
No, not
like,
at all.
There wasn't chemistry like how you saw chemistry with other people. So like you see the chemistry with Jason and Gabby and
with Tino,
Eric and Gabby.
With Tino, I don't know what his personality is. I'm just like, is he fun? Is he really intense? Is he, I mean, he's clearly really self-centered. Like when he was telling Rachel he loved her, it was all about him and how he feels and like nothing about like why he loves her. Like he is like, you make me feel like A, B, and C. And then he was like, and I'm proud to tell you that I'm in love with you. And I was like, you're proud to tell her? Like, what are you talking about? Like everything he says about the relationship and his feelings are completely about him. And
That shit up.
I mean, I get it. He's really hot. I find him very handsome myself.
I don't.
I like how he dresses. Really? I like some imperfections and like the fact that his skin is like a little, a lot, some real close ups. I was like, oh, I like that about him. I just noticed it.
Yeah. Something with his chin throws me off. But I think the more I've gotten to know him, I'm like, not my type. Cause I did like him more in the beginning than I do now.
Yeah. He's just, I think his self-centeredness has just like really come out and it's
but
not
like,
great.
It feels like stiff. Like,
yeah.
Even him like telling her and him talking to his parents, he was just like, yeah, I like her. Nope, I'm sure. No, no other detail. Can we get anything? Like nothing. And then he was like, they adore you. Tino, shut the fuck up. Like,
I know,
if I'm Rachel, I would be like, I don't know if we can go further. If you can really sit here and tell me that your parents adored me. We need to at least be honest with each other. That was rough.
Yeah. And also other things he could have said included, listen, I know that was hard, but here's how I feel about you. Like he could have acknowledged that instead of making it seem like she's crazy or something like that, you know.
He could have even been like, my parents are very, very protective. Right. And they're only this way because they love me and want me to make a good decision. But, you know, some of the things that they were saying just made me realize how much more I feel about you because I was not scared at all to answer their questions.
Like, Kelly, you'd be great in this situation. That's a wonderful answer. How nice.
So much better than like, no, they did adore you. Also, I should have told you this, but I'm proud to tell you I love you.
I'm proud to tell you I love you. It's like, I'm proud to tell you I'm starting a business. I'm proud to tell you I got my degree finally. I'm proud to tell you I won a medal. I'm proud to tell you I love you. Like, that's not how you're supposed to couch it, dude.
No, but I think he was like, okay, she obviously did sense that they didn't like her. So let me turn this boat around and just be like, yeah, I love you. Let's forget all about that. I love you. Let's move forward. Like, he did not address it at all, which I don't think it's crazy that his parents reacted like that. Like, it's an easy thing to be like, yeah, this is really fast for them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
situation.
If I were Tino, what I would be upset about is not the content of what they were saying, but the fact that they didn't try to like make her feel comfortable. Like from the beginning, it seemed like she was just in a tough spot. And so like, you can be tough and like questioning, but like maybe try to get to know her a little bit. Maybe they did, we just didn't see it, but it just seemed like it was like a hostile environment from the very beginning. And that sucks.
I agree with that. They could have still been nice to her and made her feel welcome and still just been like, yeah, I don't get it. Like this doesn't, I think you're wonderful, but like this process is a little crazy to me and I don't see how you can get close that fast. They definitely could have made her feel more comfortable. The other thing I always think of is like, you guys knew what he was signing up for.
Yeah, I know. Although, like your brother, I do think a lot of people, especially men, don't watch the show. So they don't fully know. But
get it. Yeah.
This is my overall take on this week's episode. I have a lot, but like the biggest like revelation for me is like, and this has been kind of clear for a while, is that the engagement at the end needs to go. It just is totally, yeah. it just doesn't work because if Tino's parents were like, okay, so then, you know, if they could have been like, well, we're just going to date. It's just about like seeing if we like each other. And I know that like kind of fundamentally changes the show, but since both Jason and Johnny were like, I'm not ready to get to propose. And Rachel wasn't ready to meet Tyler's parents because she knows she's not proposing to him. It's just like the proposal is kind of fucking things up for everyone. So I think they need to deal with that.
It lowers the stakes. So the show wouldn't be as good. But again, like you said, when I was explaining this show to my brother, and he's like, and at the end, do they win money? And I was like, no.
Someone's been watching Love Island.
Yeah. And I was like, at the end, he actually does watch Love Island. He was like, I was like, at the end, they get engaged. He was like, engaged? Are you kidding me? And I was like, no. And he was like, oh my God. So they like, no wonder their parents are taking this serious. They got to take this really serious. And I was like, yeah, like it's an engagement. And he was like, wow, does this work? And I was like, it has.
Yeah. A few times. Side note, did you see that Danielle and Nick and Ayana and Jarrett from Love is Blind are all getting divorced?
I did see that. So there has to be some sort of like threshold.
Yeah.
That seems weird.
Yeah. I think there's two things. One, they might like have to give stuff back if they don't last a certain period of time. I think that's true with The Bachelor. Like if you break up at a certain point, you have to give the ring back. But if you last longer, you don't have to. And number two, Love is Blind after the altar, like the kind of like the follow-up episodes are coming out soon. So I wonder if like they timed it to this, like the next episode's coming. Mm. So there's that. But I will say like, we'll keep going through all the guys, but hearing Eric's mom be like, we get married for life, like basically being like, we don't get divorced, was kind of like, kind of a nicer way of saying it. Like, you know, the context around Eric's date contributed to it, but that's sort of like what all of these parents wanted to say, but didn't. Of course, not Jason, since his parents are divorced, but I thought that was kind of interesting. But
no, but even if your parents are divorced, I think it's like, that is the purpose of getting married, right? Like, even if you get divorced, the purpose is to be together for life. I don't want you to get a divorce like I did. It fucking sucks. And it's a headache for everyone involved. So like, this is supposed to be for life. Like, that's how you have to think about it. Can we move to Eric?
Sure.
Liked him way more after this.
When he said to her, I think it was this week, when they were in the bar. By the way, I think they had a great date, which is like meeting his family, like going to a bar. I was like, that seems great. And normal.
It seems like something, it seems like something that would actually happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So so to your previous question, or you know, what you posed at the beginning, I think Eric definitely wins. Like, I had that feeling ever since we got the shower scene of Eric a few weeks ago, and I was like, this is completely pointless unless he wins. But, you know, it became evident this week there was like actually a connection between them that we just didn't see any of because of the split time and whatever. And he said to her, like, you know, when I came to you on the cruise and whatever, I wish we had seen that. Like, can we like get a flashback even when he says that? Like, fill in the blanks or something. Cause I'd love to know what they talked about. But like, you know, I also just want to say Eric's father passed away right when the show started airing a couple weeks ago. So, you know, I think it's
no.
I hope he's okay watching this episode back. I gotta imagine that's gonna be really hard if he chooses to. And sending best wishes to him and his family. And so, it's also just gotta be so powerful that Gabby got to meet him. I mean, that's gotta really mean a lot.
Yeah. I also just like love the conversation with him and his dad, with her and his dad, when he was like, I appreciate ICU nurses so much.
Yeah, that
like,
was beautiful.
Yeah, I just thought, I don't know. I was like, wow, I did not see this going this way. And
me neither.
I really like Eric. I feel like if I'm Gabby, that conversation with his dad would mean so much to me because obviously that work is so incredibly hard.
Yeah, and so important.
and seeing the relationship between his mom and his dad was like really sweet.
Yeah.
And totally. Him talking about it the way that he did, I was just like, yeah, my skepticism is like completely gone.
Yeah. I also just think that like when you're speaking to a couple and a family who's, you know, facing adversity and like they're saying like our relationship is stronger as a result, it's like a much more realistic and sort of like compelling look into what marriage can be versus like, you know, Tino's parents who are just like, wedding or breaking up? What is it going to be? Wedding or breaking up? Like, what are we planning for? So I really liked him from that as well. Also, he just like, it just highlighted how little we've gotten of him. And
yeah,
I wish we could know him better. Like,
or not him. Gabby said, Gabby was like, he's talked a lot about like his parents' relationship. And I was like, has he? Like, it seemed like she knew, obviously, but she knew way more about him than we did. And I'm like,
yeah,
how? We're seeing the same thing. Like, why aren't we getting this time with you and Eric? And like I said, the chemistry that you could see, like how comfortable her and Eric were. Like, I saw the chemistry with Eric and I saw the chemistry with Jason.
Yeah.
I did not see the chemistry with Rachel and Tino whatsoever.
My Rachel stock is very low. I feel bad for her because this has clearly been like a really rough experience for her. And like she's cried every week. But I just found by the end of this episode, I was just like, let's just wrap this up. Like, it seems like it's Tino. Like, it's just, it's real tough. But hold on. We'll come back to that.
You think it's Tino?
I do. She's the only one that she said, I'm like falling for you.
I know. I noticed obviously that too. But we haven't seen Avon's date yet.
That's true. I keep forgetting about that. But to shaft Avon's date to next week is like not a good sign.
I also feel like she needs to collect her thoughts. And the family visit with Zach compared to Dino is night and day. And long term, I feel like Zach is a better fit for Rachel. They seem like they would be very much on the same page. I think he would treat her amazingly.
So
his
much
family was warm and welcoming and so nice.
Also,
like, I don't
the,
really
like,
get why you would choose Tino over Zach at this point.
I agree to that, all of that. But like the Zach date was so boring. They went to watch the planes for like 5 seconds. Then they,
I know,
you know,
but she's boring.
I know. But like, I honestly had to rewatch that so many times because I kept falling asleep. Like, I could not stay awake.
I feel like he fits her perfectly. And maybe like Tino to her feels like the captain of the football team. So like mm-hmm. she's into it. But like, is that really a stable situation? No.
No. Let's just talk about Zach's uncle, Putty from Seinfeld for a second. So... Putty is his uncle, Patrick Warburton. He contributes nothing to the show, but then in the post-credits scene, they do like a chat with each other. Do you think Rachel has seen Seinfeld? Because I did get the feelings she had.
She didn't seem impressed at all. I also had to rewind because I was doing probably too much. And I heard him say, Uncle Pat, who's just as funny on his on TV as he is in person. And I was like, wait, who's Uncle Pat? And I had to like rewind and I was like, oh, Rachel's 26?
Yeah, 26.
I don't know.
Seinfeld's really funny. She should watch it if she hasn't seen it. It's a great show.
Yeah, I mean, like, we haven't... Well, have we met... Does Rachel have sisters? Brothers?
I don't think so. I don't remember that from her hometown with Clayton. She had her friend there, if you recall.
I don't recall.
Her GBF, her gay best friend.
Oh, I remember now. I remember.
Zach does seem like a really nice guy, but like there's just not a lot of there. Also, why was Zach's date rewatching their date? That was so bizarre.
Yeah. Also, I personally would not want to watch me make out with my boyfriend in front of my family.
Absolutely not. The other thing that Patrick Warburton said to Rachel was that Zach has a big presence. And I was just like, he does? I haven't seen that from him. Like, I had no idea
okay.
he had a big presence.
I agree. But this episode should have highlighted for all of us, we're not seeing enough.
I know.
We don't know enough about these guys.
I know. This is just a, I'm just going to have to say it. This is a catastrophe of a season. It's just really bad. Like, we know so little about these guys.
Yeah.
Too little time with everyone. Just like,
you know how you get like invested in the relationship? I'm not invested in a single one.
Me neither. Like, not at all. I'm like, yeah.
I may have. I think I was semi-invested in Nate and Gabby, but that's done. So now I have nothing.
Right. I feel the same way. I just think that like this, I think this has to be the worst season ever because there's just no storylines. Like,
also,
the next few weeks I'll be good, I guess, but there's just like nothing to hold on to.
Still was thinking about this today. Like, they really just like got Logan up out of here.
He did not have COVID. The more and more I thought about it, I was just like, there's no way it was COVID. So I hope we can find out what it was one day.
Maybe on Men Tell All.
Maybe. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Let's talk about some more of these dates. Although, Logan, have we seen him in the trailer for Men Tell All? I feel like maybe he's not even there because I don't think we've seen him.
Maybe he still has COVID.
You seem like pissed. Are you mad at The Bachelor?
I am, because I'm just like too... I just think it was very unfair for both of them. Like, seeing the date with Eric today, I was just like, what? This is so different than what I thought he was. Same with Tino.
I know.
I thought Tino was a different person than what we saw on today's date. I was so like thrown off by Tino, and it made me think he was like some like macho.
He seems like an asshole. He really does.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not a fan. Let's talk about Jason. So,
okay.
Jason, I tagged Jason in an Instagram and he responded. So now I love Jason. Thank you, Jason. Jason's sister Kelsey, who we met this week, was on my Super Sweet 16 many years ago. So they've been on TV before.
Also, they don't have a little bit of money.
They have a ton of money. They are very rich. Jason's father is a urologist in Memphis. His sister is a surgery resident in New Orleans. And as far as I can tell, his mom doesn't work. But there's no but there. I was like blown away by his mom's appearance. Her hair reminded me of Priscilla Presley. And I was just like, what realm have we stepped into? But then when you look really closely at her face, she and Jason look a lot alike. I was like, oh, wow, I really see it. He's the most realistic of all of these people by far.
He seems the most grown up.
How'd you feel about his style? His like sort of like Converse meets Don Draper style.
I'm fine with it.
Okay. I was just curious.
I think it fits him. I was blown away with how excited and accepting his mom was.
I have like, get the impression they want him to get married.
Yeah, maybe. I also got the impression, or to me, I was like, I think she really trusts him. Like, she's not worried about him doing something stupid. So she's kind of like, if he's really into it, then like, he must really know. And then when he was like, yeah, I'm not ready for marriage. I was like, oh yeah. So they know that he's like not in some like fairy tale.
Yeah. Yeah. And also I wonder if he seems just like a realist. I mean, him being like, I almost left, but I stayed for you. He just seems like really honest. I think Gabby is looking for the out with him though, because her asking every member of her family, like, do you think we're a match? He's so reserved and I'm so outgoing. And they're all like, and the answer is yes. Like, that is actually a great yin and yang pairing for a lot of people. And
thank you.
Yeah, it makes sense. And I think it's really common. And I just think she wanted someone to tell her, like, it's not going to work out. But good news, Gabby, Jason's not ready to propose, so you don't have to worry about it.
I don't know if she was looking for an out. I think Eric and Jason are by far her, like, I feel bad for Johnny, although he's not ready to propose anyway, so I don't know how sad he's going to be. I think he'll be great on Paradise. I think he'll do great on Paradise. But like, when they were even like walking up, I thought it was really funny when Johnny's like, yeah, we're going to meet my parents first. She was like, oh, okay. Like, she definitely wasn't ready for that. But I was just like, yeah, you probably shouldn't be meeting his family.
Yeah. It's not time. It's definitely not time. But just a couple more notes on Jason. Horrific dancer. Just some of the worst dancing I've ever seen on television. Like, it was sort of like very strange.
Did you think it was endearing at all?
Yeah. I'm all in on Jason. All in. So okay. I say it with love. But also, I forgot that Gabby is like a dancer. She was like she was a Broncos cheerleader.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so he was like, you're a dancer, lead. And then she didn't. It's hard for me to imagine Gabby as a dancer. She's so, I don't know. I don't see it, but okay. And I just, in general, really like Jason. It continues for me. He seems like a great, normal person.
Yeah. If I'm Gabby, I think I'm choosing Jason.
But do you think she does?
I think she chooses Eric.
Yeah, I do too. I just think Jason and Johnny both saying they're not ready for engagements is like a pretty big deal. Johnny's date was like,
but do you think that, like, would that be a deal breaker for Gabby? Like, for Gabby, I feel like she'd be fine with it.
Well, I'm one. What do you think happens next week or in 2 weeks when she's like, says she's unlovable? Like, who's going to tell her that they can't love her or something? And then, like, why doesn't she have a rose ceremony? I don't know. I just think that, like, she hasn't been talking like she's not looking to get engaged. I think if she was like looking for, I'm willing to just date at the end of this, she wouldn't have sent Nate home.
No, I mean, I think she wants to get engaged, but I feel like she's the type to be like practical a little bit and be like, I can understand where you're coming from and I still want to be with you. So let's do that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I don't know. I feel like Rachel, that's not flying. We're getting engaged or not. Even like the talk with his dad, like he kind of opened it up for her to be like, I'm kind of, you know, fine with figuring out where these things go and seeing what happens with, you know, whoever I end up choosing. And she was like, no, I'm looking for an engagement. I'm getting engaged.
Right. You just said that's not flying with Rachel. And I got distracted because I was like, flying? Like, because she's a pilot? And which reminded me that other than the conversation with Uncle Pat, there's like no conversation about anyone's profession or like any like where we're going to live. Like, there's literally no practicality discussed.
Yeah.
Occasionally you get some of that, but like that was not discussed in a single date.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like the number one thing you hear from parents is like, oh, will you move to Minnesota?
Yeah.
Will you move to, that's usually, it's not even about work. It's just like, are you willing to move here because my kid's not leaving home?
Yeah. I know.
And that did not happen one time
at all. But that's another plus for Zach. He's from Florida too, isn't he? I think he is. Anyway,
Johnny's from Florida.
Yeah, I think Zach is too, if I recall correctly. But let's talk about Johnny. I literally couldn't tell you the sound of his voice. The fact that he's Final Four is so absurd. Even she knows when she was talking to his dad, and he was like being very encouraging. She was just like, "Yeah, thanks."
I felt like when he was like, we're going to meet our parents first, and she was like, oh, I was like, oh, maybe she'll say no to him.
Yeah.
Like Rachel did, but.
She seriously. All right. We got to talk about Tyler. So that's like definitely one of the worst dates of the week, maybe in general. It's late April, a cold day at the Jersey Shore. Like, did they go to the Shore store? I would have asked you if I were Rachel. And she like, I guess, like runs into his friends and family working at this place called the Hotspot. And he's just like so effusive and how much he loves her. And it is so uncomfortable. That was harder to watch than the Tino stuff, in my opinion.
That was, that was the worst to watch, which also my brother thoroughly enjoyed that moment as well. I feel like usually if they break up, they don't show the family waiting for him. Like, that seemed like a lot.
Yeah.
And then, even then, like, he didn't just come out and say it. Like, I was like, don't let them keep hyping you up. Just like, I would have walked in the door and been like, she broke up with me. Like, I don't want that. He was like, yes, I was with Rachel. Oh, yeah, we could see it. You were smiling. You were talking about that before you left. And he's like, wait. So then I told her how much I loved her. Yeah. Like, it was just like, oh my God, just say she broke up with you. I was cringing. His mom looked so sad.
I know. So he referred to his dark past and.
Yeah. What was that about?
I don't know. It's another thing I'd love to know more about. I just wish the Bachelor editors would ask me and I'd be like, yeah, just put in some black and white flashbacks, conversations we didn't get to see and just tell us when they happened.
A little voiceover
like,
moment.
Yeah. A little housewife style. Like, let's just mix it up a little bit. I just don't understand why we can't get more of this, like more context. I understand why they often don't do it, but like, we don't know anything about these guys. We need it.
I think that normally we would already know. Like, we would have already seen like a 15-minute date, but we're getting 3-minute dates because it's double.
Yeah.
And
I mean, that's the fundamental problem.
There's no connection. Yeah, we have no connection to. Like, we literally thought Eric was an asshole in one episode. We're like fully on board.
Yeah, like, oh, he seems nice. Okay, Gabby. Great normal person date at the just private room of the bar. With Tyler, I'm just like, how did he read the room so wrong? It's also like she's clearly uncomfortable. She's like not responding. Yeah. He's not ready for this anyway. But like, I just think that was so sad. And he seemed like a legit sad, like not fake sad. And he seems like maybe he's in a precarious emotional state. It's not good.
I think he seemed like to me like he was like a little young.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling my brother because he was like, oh, yeah, he's giving like the answer you're supposed to give. And I was like, no, he's been like that the whole time. Like, he seemed like a really nice guy. Like, I felt bad for him. I wish she would have eliminated him earlier so that he didn't like build his feelings for her, because I feel like he seemed pretty genuine.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
And
he seems like a nice
guy.
That's
why it was hard to watch. Like, if she would have done the same thing to Tino, like, I'm sure he would have like had a fit and like lost his mind and, you know, whatever. And I wouldn't have like felt that bad. Do you know what I mean? Like, I felt bad for him because I was just like, oh my God, he's just like a cute kid who got his feelings involved. Also, I feel like the way he handled it was so nice.
I know. He's really understanding. It seems like he really liked her. He said something funny, which is when he got back to his parents' house, he was like, I loved her. I still do. It's like, yeah, man. She broke up with you 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I assume you still do.
He's just young.
I know. I hope he finds happiness. I wonder if he'll go to Paradise. He seems like Paradise. He could have fun there.
Yeah. He's cute. He's cute, good looking, young. He could definitely do well there. We talked about this, I think, like 2 weeks ago before all the like Nate stuff came out. Do you have a sense of Bachelor?
I mean, next week at the Mental All, they say they're making a big announcement. So, like, are they announcing Bachelor? I mean, let's leave Nate aside for a second. Who in this group of, are we assuming that Eric and Tino win?
I'm assuming that Eric wins. I'm not sure about Rachel.
Okay. I don't think Tino or Zach could be Bachelor. Maybe Zach. I definitely don't think Tino. He just seems like a dick, honestly.
Zach?
I don't think,
that
I mean,
would
I don't.
Be watching paint dry. Let's not also put that into the universe.
Also, frankly, this show is like such like a weird relationship with fat people that like Zach being formerly fat, I feel like would be like a knock against him. Like, they wouldn't allow it or something like that.
That's not good.
I don't know. I just think that's like not something they tend to do.
If it's gonna be Zach, we gotta see some more personality next week.
I don't think it's Zach. I just think it's more like I would just think it would be more likely to be Zach than Tino, because I think Tino seems like such an asshole.
And Avon's just not an option.
I keep forgetting about him because he wasn't on this week. But that's a bad sign, right? Like if he's not on this week and I keep forgetting about him.
No, I don't. I think it's a bad sign you keep forgetting about him. But I don't think it's a bad sign he's not on this week. They might be saving best for last.
That's
and he
true.
Gets the most time. We see the most of his date.
That's true.
And they really like build their story and connection.
Okay. All right. So Avon's a contender. I agree. Jason, he said he's not ready to get engaged to Gabby. Could he be ready to get engaged to someone else after his own journey? Also, I don't think you can, like, the reserved, quiet guy who's like super sensible. I don't think makes for a good bachelor. He makes for a good boyfriend, but that's it.
Truthfully, I think Tino makes for a good bachelor because there would be drama for sure, and they'd like that.
Yeah, I don't know. The way
but I don't think Tino's going to be eliminated by next week, so it won't be Tino, I don't think.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, I'm assuming they announced
to me,
next
all
week.
All signs not. Are pointing to Nate to me.
Yeah, I mean, Eric, I don't think so. We've got so little of him, and there's nothing
that he wins.
Yeah, I think he wins too. Tyler, no, too mature. Johnny, no way. He's barely spoken. And so really, we're left with like Avon or Nate. I can't think of who else it would be.
It's Avon or Nate.
I like Avon a lot. I feel like we haven't heard from him in weeks, though, so I can't even, like, make a case for him. Like, I can't think of an Avon moment since they made out on the football field at SoFi Stadium, like, 3 or 4 weeks ago. So...
Avon had some moments last week when he was, like, making fun of Tino.
With the cheese? Yeah. When they were... The cheese holding competition?
No, when she picked... Who'd she pick for the group date or something?
Zach. And they... And it was, I think it was Ethan who called Tino a baby back bitch.
A baby back bitch. Yeah. But Avon was, they had like a little, like he was like making fun of him with the guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Avon seems great. Avon's probably my pick for me, honestly.
Avon's probably my pick for me. I need more of Jason, but like I tend to like the quiet guy. I would say Jason and Avon are like head and shoulders above everyone else for me.
I agree. I like Jason a lot. Like he's got it all. Wealth, Judaism, nice guy, athletic. DMs me back. Just seems really nice. And also like his father was really, really sweet. I thought like his love for his son was really clear.
I thought both of his parents seemed like obsessed with him in a good way.
Yeah, it's very Jewish. Very Jewish. So his mom was a real type. I found her slightly terrifying, but I think it was just her hair, which I was just like, oh my God, it's real.
Her hair was a lot, but
very Priscilla Presley.
I don't know. I wasn't terrified at all. I was like, wow, they seem to like be very close. Like their family seems to be close and loving. Like, they trust him.
I think the fact they clearly are emotional, like the way that he is, like, you know, both his parents cried and the alabasters seem great. And I think I'm going to like Avon. So Nate,
what's Avon's last name?
I don't know. I only know Jason's because I did a deep dive on him. I don't know anyone else's. So Nate, controversial to some, I don't know. Like, do you think someone who has a spotty history of like cheating should be the bachelor?
I think that most of them probably do.
I agree with that.
I would like to know what the actual situation was. We just still don't really know.
So Dustin on his podcast with Pilot Pete, Bachelors in the City or something like that. It's like a Sex in the City, but Peter and Dustin kind of thing. I'll be honest, Callie, I didn't listen to the podcast. I don't listen to other Bachelor podcasts. I don't want to have my opinions tainted, but I did read the recap of it on Reddit. And basically, Dustin said there was like a 6-month period in that 18-month run where he and this woman, Kelsey, were dating, where like they didn't even speak, and that Nate never took it as seriously as she did, as we suspected. So Who knows if that's true? That's the story that Dustin's putting out there. He and Nate have known each other since they were teenagers. So I don't know. I just like don't really feel invested in being mad at Nate. And in fact, I'm not mad at Nate. Like what he did is really fucked up. But
I don't know if it is.
Yeah.
I think I'll say this. The way that she has told the story, from her point of view, I think it's fucked up. From Dustin's point of view or from Nate's point of view, which might be the other side, doesn't seem like he did anything wrong. So I don't know where the truth actually lies, but it's frankly, none of my business. I think a lot of people did stupid shit before and they can get into a better situation and be totally fine. I don't think that that should be held against him. Also, I feel like people have forgotten about it. I haven't really seen much of it since then. So,
yeah, I've moved on too. Also, like this thing about like love bombing, that's not really like a relationship crime that I had considered before this Nate situation. And then people were accusing him of love bombing her, which I guess is like when you say like you love someone. I mean, didn't Tino basically do that this week as well by like trying to like get past the conflict by being like, I love you. I'm proud to tell you I love you.
Yeah. It's definitely a thing.
I guess so. I didn't know about it. I'm behind.
But if you didn't, I don't know. If you didn't talk to someone for 6 months, like, I don't know how serious I would take it.
I know. And also, this just, it takes two. I don't want to like pick sides because we don't have all the information, but I just am not upset about this. That's the bottom line for me.
Yeah. I think the bottom line for me is like, was Nate fully right? Probably not. I'm sure he messed up and did stuff that he wasn't supposed to. Is she all the way right? Probably not. She probably looked past things because she really wanted to see something work, which by the way, we've all been there. I'm not holding her accountable for that. It's just shit happens. It's, I don't know. Especially,
I agree.
I don't know if that's true, especially for women. I think it's especially for everyone because I've definitely seen like guys be in relationships where you're like, do you not see the red flags?
Oh, totally. Totally. So you still think that she could pick Zach? I really don't, but that's just me.
So the reason why I think it is because it's Rachel.
Hmm.
Like, she picked Clayton.
I've really turned on Rachel. I find them both. They're great. Wait. This.
By the way, that was another moment where I was like, oof. And the dad was like, you've done this before.
I know. I know. There's actually a lot like, of reference.
Oh my gosh.
There was another one of the parents, I forget who, was like, or maybe it was a grandparent to Gabby, was like, I know you from TV. Like, there was a lot of reference to television and like the previous season, which doesn't happen a lot. I thought that was kind of interesting. And but like, why they chose to show that, I have no idea. It's just such a weird, weird episode. But yeah, this, the whole thing was just incredibly cringe. This is like the most cringe episode ever. And that's why I kept falling asleep, because my body was shutting down. Couldn't handle it. It was too much. Of all the dates, I think we said that we like Eric the most, but after that, who had the best one, do you think? Jason's was walking down Bourbon Street, although I didn't see them drinking at all. What?
Yeah,
maybe they just didn't want to get drunk.
Zach's was the plane.
Yeah, which, you know, it's funny, Bill and I just did Can't Buy Me Love on the Rewatchables a couple weeks ago, and in that they go to this plane graveyard, and we were like, why don't they do it on The Bachelor? So they're getting close to it.
I can see it being romantic and thoughtful for Rachel.
Yes.
The plane date.
And because they shared that, it was something they had talked about previously. I mean, Zach seems like a sweetheart, honestly. He does.
Yeah. What was
Tino
John's?
Took Johnny and her, I think, went on a boat. Tino took her on transportation.
Probably Johnny.
That was a real Florida date.
Yeah. He was like, see how I live.
Seems like they have fun together.
On a boat.
Yeah, he seems like a fun guy. Like, they seem like a good
with
time.
His parents, she was like tickling him and they were laughing. I think he seems like fun. And so Gabby's into that, but I don't see it for anything serious.
No seriousness. Yeah. It's total opposite of her and Jason. And seems like Eric's in the middle. So, well, I guess we'll find out. I think we're going to find out The Bachelor next week. That seems like the only thing they could be announcing.
And your prediction
for The Bachelor? I think if they're announcing it next week, it's probably going to be Nate. But we'll see. I think the other reason that also they should announce it early is because we've been talking so much about how we know very little about these people. And so I like think they need more time to like get people excited and like build them up because like they just didn't have enough screen time.
I think it's interesting that they did a podcast to clear Nate's name.
Dustin and Peter.
And I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, feel like it's Nate.
Also the fact that he didn't go on Bachelor Happy Hour when he got like very frequently when they get voted off they go on that show. So they're like saving it basically. So
I think it's Nate. Which, we'll by see. The way, I'd be very happy to watch that season. So he has a lot of personality. He said the right things when he was on the show. He has like, you know, whatever type of past you want to think he has. It'd be interesting.
Yeah.
And we'd actually really get to see how he plays the situation, which would say a lot about him.
We could really judge him then. We'd get all the information we need. Well, we'll be back next week. Reminder that I'm still basically on vacation like Callie. So only one episode this week, but we've got so much more coverage for you. Ringer Reality TV podcast is popping off. Selling the OC is coming on Wednesday. Jody Walker and I are recapping that. Let me tell you, I liked it. And there's so much more. Thank you for listening. And thank you to Kai McMullen for producing this podcast.